What's your favorite thing about Oroville?
Did it exist? Not one thing in particular, just that it exists, that there are, like, not too much, a few, but that there are people interested in this project. This is for me the most important of Oroville.
And what don't you like so much?
Children with microphones.
So what would you change?
No children with microphones.
Okay, Johnny, what's your favorite thing about Oroville?
My favorite thing about Oroville is me. I think without me, I wouldn't be here.
So what's the thing you dislike most?
Most other people, actually. I mean, I would much prefer if nobody else was here, because then I would have that at night I could sit quietly and enjoy myself without all those people that I have to think about and interfere with other people. I mean, there are a few exceptions, of course, like you, Aloy, that I wouldn't mind being around and seeing occasionally. But otherwise, I've become very anthropomisogynistic or something. That means I don't like people much anymore.
And what would you change?
Well, I'd begin by dismantling all these large buildings that are full of people staring at computers and asking you to go from office to office and fill out papers. I mean, this is what I'm doing. I mean, I'm trying to renew a visa and it requires me to go to about four different offices, whereas I used to just go down and give it to the RRO and he would do it. And so I can see that the Oroville now has become a huge, big, centrifugal, bureaucratic drain. So I changed that by putting a lot of plastic bags down it and hoping that it got clogged up and choked, and we all got back to planting trees. Thank you.
For me, it's uniting in diversity. Like, people from everywhere across the globe, we all live together. We all have one common goal. At the end of the day, we have one common goal and then we try to reach there. And for me personally, my goal is Karma Yoga, Yoga of Work, which is very much for Oroville. I mean, it's Oroville is for work. Oroville is what it is today, by work. And so I live here for work. For me, it's Karma Yoga.
And what would you change in Oroville?
Change? When you build something, there is always, you know, something that doesn't come along the way, so we always have to just wait a little bit and stay and then just see where we have to set things right. These are not major things, these are minor things. So I right now I have nothing big that I want to change. Everything is just right the way it is. Maybe here and there are a little bit of glitches which could be corrected.
Well, of course I like that we are trying to build a human unity. And what I would like to change, I don't know, I have to think. I think there is a lot of things which can be changed slowly.
Yeah, some practical living difficulties that we have here, so which needs to be changed, so which can be done together, like sometimes. Schools, the gap.
Yes,
the gap
which holidays.
Holidays and holidays, the working parents and the increasing holidays of kids and the difficulties or the challenges in taking care of them and at the same time balancing the work. That's the biggest challenge, but we are working it out.
Yeah, as we have several children, we point
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, we have a lot of children, the future generation of Oroville, so we are working it out.
The freedom to do what you want. If you have courage to do it, you can do it. Everything is possible. This I like. After what I like, of course, the nature of Oroville. The green, all this. When you think about people who live in Pondicherry or in big cities, we are so lucky here. You go to work in the morning, you have trees everywhere, and you offer your day to God and you say, Ah, this is a new day. Everything is possible. This I like. What I don't like, it's all these rules they are making slowly, slowly, you know. Like they put some camera, they put some police, they put this I don't like. Many rules. What I liked before, it was this freedom. Now we are doing like everywhere the same. This I don't like. So I hope you young people, you will say, no, in Orovi, we want to be free.
So what would you change?
What to change? No, just to be more open to the grace, to the luck we have to be there, to the friendship with other people. We have to trust more each other. And we are so little, we are 2,500 people in Orovi, maybe 600 children. We are so few. We can do something different. We are, why to make the same but everywhere? We can do something. So change, I have no ideas. I am not a politician, but just some goodwill of everybody. Little courage also, not to be too much lazy, but to work, to build this new world we want to build.
Thank you very much. Okay.